This is April Abraham Brahinsky, reading remarks written by my mother, Peggy Tysinger Abraham, which she read at a family reunion, June 20th, 2009, in San Antonio, Texas. The following remarks are some random thoughts about what it was like to grow up in the long, long ago when my sisters Louise, Mazo, Betty, and I were children. There was no TV. There were no computers. Can you believe that? We didn't have a lot of things. It was during the Depression. We never went hungry, but we were trained to clean our plates and not to waste. We could always have friends over. We would play crazy house. We would have Mayfays in the backyard. We would find a big box and make a playhouse out of it. Our imagination served us well. If we didn't have something we thought we needed, we imagined it. We went to the library regularly. We had neighbors. We had fun. Definition of neighbor: one who lives on friendly terms with another. Some neighbors seemed like family. Our dad was in the life insurance business. When he would go to collect money for the premiums, if folks didn't have the money, they would pay him in vegetables, live chickens, or live rabbits. Instead of the chickens and rabbits becoming food, they usually became pets. Mother was a semi-invalid. She spent quite a bit of time in bed, but she always went to spend time in South Houston with her mother, whom we called Mama. I think Daddy took her about once a week. We sometimes visited with Daddy's mother, whom we called Grandma. She had chickens in her backyard. Mother was always working on piecing a quilt or crocheting something. Daddy made a frame for the quilts to fit into, and the frame could be hoisted to the ceiling when not in use. We all took our turns at quilting. When neighbors would drop in, they would quilt for a while. Mrs. Sawyer accepted quilts in payment for piano lessons for Louise and Mazo. She introduced the family to Christian Science. I have memories of our dad reading in the evenings when he got home. He liked to read Shakespeare plays. I remember that he sometimes put cardboard in the sole of his shoes because the leather was wearing thin. We were brought up on an idle mind is the devil's workshop, so we tried to keep busy. When we were growing up, Betty was the most active house cleaner. Mazo was cook and gardener. Louise and Peggy liked to play the piano, but we did help with the housework and cooking. Our parents became Mom and Pop with the arrival of the first grandchild. They didn't want to be called Grandma and Grandpa. Louise was 18 when she married Abner and was 19 when Abner III was born. Pop decided the new babe should be called Butch. It was fun to watch Butch as a baby learning to sit on a little stool. He would look at it and sit and miss, but kept trying until he got the knack of it. I think Butch remembers his Aunt Peggy taught him to skip. Before Betty and Ernest were married but were dating, Ernest asked me what Betty would like for Christmas. I told him she would like a doll. He didn't quite believe me, but he did give her a doll. I think she now has a big collection of dolls. Mom and Pop would sometimes take care of the grandchildren, Chip and Sharon. When they were babies in diapers, they would share their bottles. Chip would take a sip and then hand the bottle to Sharon. Sharon would take a sip and hand it back to Chip. I'm not making this up. One time when Betty needed a clown costume for a school play, I guess we didn't have the money to buy material, so Mother took down one of the curtains and made a costume for her. I think Betty started working when she finished high school. She worked at Brown & Root and later at Humble Company, downtown Houston. Betty was ROTC sweetheart her senior year in high school. When I was in New York, each time Betty sent a letter to me, she included $5 or $10. It was much appreciated. Mazo worked in a florist shop where she met her future husband, Edward Durenberger. Edward was a letter carrier. Mazo was editor of the high school newspaper. Louise married Abner Smith, and they operated the swimming pool, Linder Lake, which was started by Auntie and Uncle Bob. Auntie was our dad's sister. Louise and I both taught piano lessons at the Houston Conservatory of Music, where we had piano lessons with Mozart Hammond. I was not in Houston very much when most of the grandchildren were growing up, so I don't have tales to tell about them. Thinking about the times and lives of my family has brought back fond memories. Enough already. Thanks for your patience.